Some of the content you'll hear on Jailbreak is unsuitable for young audiences and may offend sensitive listeners.
That means if something upsets you, talk to someone about it.
This is your local community radio station here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
My name's Fred, and I'm in custody at John Moraney. Yeah, I broke the law and unfortunately got myself in trouble, locked up. You know, it's been a pretty tough experience for me, trying to put this life behind me and get away from prisons and criminal stuff. I'm trying, you know, that today is just another way of change. Welcome, great to have your company.
Welcome, great to have your company here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Yeah, my tribe, we're from Queensland, North Queensland, Yabungari, their coastal tribe, saltwater tribe. So, but I live down in the city, I'm living in the big smoke. I do miss my people, my family, my community up home. As life throws these things at you, different challenges and that, you've got to deal with all these different challenges in life. For one reason or another, I found myself in Sydney. I'm away from my family and tribe. Well, I met this young guy in my pod. He's a nice young guy. He's always respectful towards me, and I think that's good in young people, respect. I try to encourage them to be that way.
Thanks for that, Unc. Well, my name is Mark. I'm here also at John Moraney. Thanks for calling me such a young fella. I think it's just in our race. You know, I have a Filipino background, but I am a full Australian. Coming up on the show, we have sharing stories while we're all here.
Yeah, and some music.
You gotta have music.
We're your host, coming to you from from John Moraney out at Windsor. Yeah, my name is Fred.
And I'm Mark. For the next half an hour, coming up, music and stories to take your mind beyond those four walls here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Hopefully we can help somebody out in the community and in jail, help others in jail as well who may be struggling with issues similar to ours. Struggling with addictions, struggling with loss, family, you know, being in jail, away from family.
Yeah, we just have Joshua here, just arriving just now, hopefully to also speak about issues that every one of us here in the jail system has. Josh, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, hello, my name is Joshua. I'm from Western Australia, Perth. My family is from Kununurra and I'm a Mirawong. Yeah, and that's a bit about me. This is Jailbreak. I'm your host, Joshua. I'm in John Moraney at the moment.
Yeah, my name's Fred, and I'm in custody at John Moraney. I spoke to a guy the other day in the wing. You know, I said to him, just in conversation, I said, if you respect people in life, you get a lot further.
That's right.
And I think people in jail or in life in general, if they keep that in mind, I think that's an important lesson.
Respect, I guess, you know, it should always be there, especially for your elders. It doesn't matter whether they look old or not. It is earned. Respect is earned, but it should be there in the first place.
I'm in here. I've had trouble with myself because of my drug addiction. I've committed a crime. Doing that, I've lost respect in myself, but also I was disrespecting the people I committed the offence against. So there is a lesson for me, you know, that I did not respect the people I committed the offence against. So it's an important thing for me as well to know and understand how important respect is, for not only for myself, but for others around me. I mean, drugs do affect your judgment. I mean, you were saying earlier you were on drugs outside. How did that affect your life?
Thank God that it's been a few years since I've actually touched the drug of my choice. Ice, and I'm on it for a long time. For me, since I was a little kid, I've always touched drugs. Growing up, you know, it's not like here in Australia where you have to go to the shop and buy one whole packet of cigarettes. And I've had aunties and uncles that smokes. So they'd give me money and go, Mark, go and buy me some cigarettes and make sure you light one up. So since I was like, 7 years old, I've been huffing and puffing on the cigarette.
It's my life. My own words, I guess.
My drug of choice has always been marijuana. Just like everything else, it depends on how the person handles it. People in my family group did not agree with that. The reason why I moved on to other drugs from the what they call a gateway drug of a cigarette to marijuana to everything else in my life is because I never manned up to any of my addiction. I've always hidden it from my parents, to my partner, to my wife. And because I kept on hiding it, I just got on worse and worse drugs. Until recently, which is talking in the last 2-3 years, where I hit rock bottom with my eyes problems. It took me 2 months to get over the fact that I'm with a machete and a knife going, come outside and fight me. And if I didn't have a video camera in the front of my house and my parents are going, you're a fucking idiot, have a look at what you're doing to yourself. And even after watching that video clip for a whole month, in my head, I still believe that there was a person in there that was after me. When the coin finally dropped and I saw that there wasn't anyone in that car, I decided to go back into my base of happiness, which was marijuana. And I did not hide it from then on. I told my parents, I told my partner, and the elder people in my family supported me, but the younger people in my family did not. And that's where I sort of we had a bit of a beef going, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? If you really love us, you should stop it. We all have our poisons. We all have a way of relaxing at the end of the day. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's a big fat cigar, we all have our poisons at the end of the day. The difference, though, is knowing your limits.
Stay with us. Back with this week's stories soon.
This is Jailbreak. I'm your host, Mark. Coming to you from our John Moroney Centre here in our Western Sydney, here on 2SER 107.3 FM.
Hearing I was running from the cops, caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding a Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us. Be yourself, not like everyone else. If you feel under pressure, don't think using will bring you leisure. People act like drugs are their treasure. Just remember, family and friends forever, forever, forever.
Coming from a black background, growing up in Blacktown, drugs have always been around. Controlling my life now, I'm trying to figure out, looking at the needle as another way out. I never thought I would have hepatitis C running through my veins, blood and arteries. I was never aware of when the boys used to share, just cleaning the fits, but it can still be there. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared. Lurking in the dark, just waiting to be shared.
Looking back now, I should have made different decisions. Didn't think about all the mistakes and consequences of the way I was living. And right from the beginning, I thought that I was winning. Don't even pray, too busy sinning. And I'm running, keep on running from the sirens. I don't wanna catch a bloodborne virus. And I'm writing all these lyrics from my jail cell. And if the grim reaper coming on, I'm going straight
caught
to hell.
In the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
My mom had
had made pipes were at jury. I'm kicking back in the penitentiary for aggravated robbery. That's where I caught my hep C. This is my story, keeping on the low key till the day they set me free.
It's trying to get a leg in and fight for what's ours. Work like hard and sweat drips from my brow. I use my mind, I don't lose my mind. As I stop and settle down, no more time to mess around.
It's a new age, a new phase, a new time to be safe. I'm calling out for God for this soul to be saved. It's like I'm caught up in this mad drug phase. Hanging around the street with the boys, it's okay. Getting high, making money every day. Doing the same old same, looking for a change. Cause I'm over this crime wave. Getting chased by the coppers every single day. Looking over my shoulder, man, it's not okay. Time to be a soldier and up my game. Learned about Hep C, urging for a change. Maybe I'll be the teacher and show you the way so you can survive and fight another day.
Caught up in the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat. Caught up in the game, locked down and changed. Got that warrior blood running through your veins. Now you're hitting the streets and we don't even speak. Got them negative thoughts flowing on repeat.
Growing up in Kensy was a place to be, and there's no feet, you can look for free. Stay alert, and you see the cops chasing me. Cause I'm just another dungarty brother caught up on the streets. Running amok, doing drugs and not thinking. Feeling like the Titanic as I'll be sinking. Oh man, it's time to take a stand. I'll take a hand, tell my baby daughter blessed, I will see you again.
Late at night, when I'm laying in my bed, thinking about all the crazy shit I ever did. And yeah, I'm surprised that I even survived. Cause life is a cruel game, I'm trying to stay alive. And I know it isn't fair, they're the cards you were dealt. And I got no one to blame but my own damn self. Keep rolling, keep strolling, and focus on getting my parole. And keep your head held high, looking up to the sky. Even after 7 long years, my spirit's still alive.
Quick, Nan, it's Bud. What's that Auntie Dory was saying at the AMS?
She's saying you only need to take tablets now. It's you to cure your Hep C.
So did you hear all that?
True, sis. Too easy. I'll put a form in to see the nurse.
To cure Hep C, don't be shame, be game, see the nurse.
My name's Fred, and I'm in custody at John Moroney. This is Jailbait. Great to have your company.
Great to have your company.
My name is Mark. I'm here also at John Moroney.
Here on 2SER 107.3 FM. Doing these radio program Jailbreaks, been really good. Checking out on how the boys are doing on the outside and in, and making sure that, you know, they don't do it too hard. Why don't you have a go?
Ask for your favourite track. Yeah, have a go. You'll get something positive out of it, and you might be helping someone else in prison or out of prison through your message. It's a voluntary service. You're helping
the boys and girls inside.
And you get a certificate as well for your participation in the Jailbreak program. You know, there's a lot of positives here participating in the community-based radio. We could be helping a lot of people, not only ourselves. It's a good way to give back to the community, a step in changing your life, to be involved in a community-run program. I encourage any listeners out there, brothers and sisters, get on board, be a part of the program.
Prison radio is about all of us, the inmates, and also the boys that's been in and out of prison to hopefully stay the hell away from here. Also help out all those people that's around you and be a better you.
Anyone hearing this radio program, take courage to do it. You know, step up. I'm not used to being on radio. I'm not used to talking through a radio station or anything, but it's just part of change. You've got to do something new. It takes a bit of courage. I'd encourage you fellas out there, girls, guys out there in the prison system, take a bit of courage, step up, be involved, be a part of it.
Yeah, Hello, my name is Joshua. Yeah, I guess maybe I have a story about anxiety and stuff, you know, growing up as a young person on my own with not really much family support. I did my first Koori dance like in John Maroney. You know, and like my son passed away a couple months ago. Building myself up as a better person, even just jumping out there, you know, and doing the dancing was a good enough thing for me to build. Coming up to it, I didn't really want to do it, but I was just like, nah, it's just got to be done. You know, and that kind of attitude, you know, the way you talk, bad attitudes like can just bring you down, you know, and you don't even realize it in the future. So like, you just have an attitude of like, it's just got to be done. You know, that's what got me to, you know, persevere and just move on and get up in my life, you know.
I'd like to ask Josh, you know, how you been going in jail so far, my brother? How you been finding it so far?
Yeah, at the moment, I guess, like, it's not so bad. You know, there's a lot of love here with all the brothers and that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a little mini community. Like, I wish I could find that outside, you know.
Do you find that this program could help you in any way, like being a part of the jailbreak program?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I think most things can help you, you know, like any sort of program. Depending as long as what you think you can get from it, you know.
This morning, me and Mark were talking about drug addiction, problems we were struggling with, led us to prison, exploring that stuff. I suppose a lot of us in jail have some kind of problem with drugs or alcohol. Could you relate to any of that?
Yeah, of course. Like, I have a massive alcohol addiction, you know. Like, and every time I drink, I always end up in places like this. You know, like, and it's just been happening since 2010. I've just been in and out, and I know that if I don't get my alcohol on a lock, I'm pretty much going to be, might as well spend the rest of my life in jail, you know?
Now, Josh, I'm just curious, mate. With your alcohol, personally believe that it all depends on ourselves, how we deal with it. Do you think that you'd be able to lower your intake, or do you think that you have to completely stop it?
I've tried this before, thinking that, like, maybe I can just have a few beers after work and stuff, but it doesn't come to that because, you know, I've just, like, one is not enough and 100 is too much.
Once you crack it open, and if it's there, you're saying that you do not have the power within yourself to say, all right, or at least to know within yourself that, all right, I'm getting a little bit tipsy.
Well, it's a tough one for me because, like, I can drink fine for a year and I'll be okay. It's just a situation might happen, and it doesn't matter how much I've drank, whether it's a can, I seem to blow it out of proportion. You know, I take things way overboard, and that's just me, though, you know.
I want to ask Josh, have you had any help or support, like the dancing you said earlier? Did you find that healing or helpful?
Yeah, of course. Like, I found that was one of the main things, you know, and religion, you know, Christianity is a religion for me, and that helps me, like, to stay strong inside myself. You know, sometimes, you know, that's just me, though, you know.
Anyone in addiction is sick. They're not well, you know. They're in pain, they're hurting, they've had loss. Even myself, I saw that I was sick. And I'm in a place now where I'm healing, you know, like I'm in a phase of my life where I'm healing, and this is something I feel that every one of us has to do. They call it recovery, but I like to say it's a healing thing. As inmates in custody, if we can get help, whether it's cultural stuff, that's going to help us heal, you know, whether it's counselling, going to the chapel, speaking to the chaplain. These are the things I believe will help us. Doing programs like this, even participating in something like this. How do you feel, Josh, about that?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, we all need something. You need something that's like a rock in your life, you know.
To heal you.
And it's different for everybody.
As sad as it sounds and as bad as it sounds, you know, it sucks. I personally believe that it sucks that we have to be in here behind these four walls to actually realize that, when the fact of the matter is the help is also outside, and there's more help on the outside. In a way, it's good that, you know, we are realizing what our fears are, what our addictions are, what our evils are. I think it's great that we're actually realizing it. Like, you know, there's people out there that's still facing the same demon on the outside, and then they don't actually look for help until they come inside. And I think it's great that we're finding we're finding and seeing our demons in here. But let's just hope to not just ourselves in here now, but to everyone out there, we put our hands up and look for that help when we get out as well. not just in here. Because the last thing we want to do is repeat the same shit all over again, you know?
I would like to encourage the listeners out there in the jails or anyone who's struggling with drug addiction, I'd like to encourage them. Get help, reach out to people, talk to people, start healing, start fixing yourself up. It takes courage, I know. It's a bit scary,
more
I know.
Scarier,
but what's more scary?
It's more scarier to ignore the problem. I think the scary part of that is your problems just keep going. You're not fixing yourself up. You're not healing yourself. So this is why I'm encouraging you listeners out there, get help. If you're struggling with drugs, alcohol, whatever your problem is, get help. Reach out in jail. There might be people here, recovering people who are in recovery, people who, you know, want to do the right thing, get away from the drugs. They want to clean their life and straighten their lives out. Find them in the jail. Reach out, talk to them, support each other. Help each other, talk to the chaplain, talk to the counsellors, whoever's there able to talk to you. I'm struggling myself, you know, with drugs. I've been struggling with for years and years. No, I just said, no, that's enough. I've got to stop all this. I've got to start healing. Because I was in a bad, painful place and dark place last year. That's when I realised. Last year, actually, I got locked up. And that's when I said, no, that's enough. I've got to knock this on the head. I lost control. I had no control over my life. I had no control over myself. Drugs controlled me. And then I committed crime. And that was upsetting me because I didn't want to break into houses. I didn't want to steal off people. And I knew I was only hurting myself too. At the end of the day, the pain I felt doing silly things. Thought about it later. Well, what the hell did I do that for? That's just stupid. So last year I come to a point where I said, no, that's it. I'm going to stop this. It's been a struggle. It's been an ongoing thing, but I'm not giving up. While I'm in jail, I'm going forward. I'm not going backwards. Going backwards is a scary thing. Going forwards is less scarier.
He's got that spot on. And like I said, you know, it's just a damn pity that we didn't see it before we came in here, and we had to be put in this place for us to actually even have a little bit of, to see a little bit of hope. And we know what we've done is wrong, you know, even when we were on the outside. It's just that, you know, like, I guess we're just being dumbass kids, you know what I mean? Like, my only message to other people out there is that, please, you know, like, ask for help. You have more help on the outside, there's plenty of help. You just have to ask.
I'd just like to say, for the people outside that haven't actually asked yet, it's an ongoing process, you know, so they might have quit before and then they've relapsed and stuff, and they thought, oh, I'll give up and just keep using. It's an ongoing process, you know, that's like, you have to stick at it.
I think, one last thing I'd like to say, especially to all the people that's on the outside, even in the here, don't think yourself as a failure just because you're using again. You relapse. That's what it's called, relapse. But that doesn't mean that you stop from there and you continue on. You know, go back. Just take a look back.
That's what Mark just said. That's what happened to me. I was out. I was going to the rehab and I had a relapse. That was 4 months ago. You know, I'm kicking myself for it. I really am, but it's just part of my process of healing. There's triggers out there. They call triggers in the drug recovery culture. When you walk past a pub or a place wherever you buy drugs, that triggers you. That causes you to relapse. That's what happened to me. The things that I saw in my daily life triggered a thought which caused me to use. But that is just a part of the process of learning. So in recovery, you're learning about these things. Like, I'm learning about what triggers me. If I walk past a pub, if I'm alcoholic, I want to have a beer. I'll stay away from that, or I'm aware of that. Similarly, if I'm an addict, that's going to trigger a thought or an emotion. That could be a danger, or that could make me think of using. Like Mark said, don't beat yourself up. You know, if it happens, it happens. That hasn't put me off recovery. I've said, all right, I fell off the horse, get back on it. And that's what I'm doing while I'm in custody, 4 months now. Just more determined now.
now I'm more determined not to go backwards.
Just because you relapse, it doesn't mean that you're weak, or it doesn't mean that, you know, oh, fuck it, I'll just jump back on the bandwagon and, you know, just go back on it twice as hard as I did prior. You're not weak. You're strong. The fact that you know that you just relapsed, don't give up on yourself.
I think a lot of us addicts, recovering addicts, we do beat ourselves up. We do. You know, we have a drink, we have a shot, and we go, oh, fuck, I've done it now. I'm no good. I'm a bad person. You know, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have a good life. Don't beat yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. Start looking after yourself. Forgive yourself. Be kind to yourself. Our spirituality to me is looking after myself, taking care of myself. In that way, I'm respecting myself. Me and Mark talking about respect. If I have respect for myself, I'm going to respect my neighbour. I'm going to respect the person down the road. If I don't respect myself, well, how can I respect anyone else? So spirituality gives me that self-respect. I'm not going to beat myself up because I've had one shot or I've had a drink or I've relapsed, I've re-offended. And that's exactly what I've done. I've got out, I was at drug treatment, I relapsed, I've re-offended. I ain't beating myself up. I'm not going there. That doesn't help me. Bang, I'll go and see the chaplain if I have to. I'll go to NA now. See, I'll do NA. I've been going to NA in jail. But things like that will help me change, will help me build my self-respect. Listeners, all you fellas out there, none of you want to be here. I don't want to be here. We're here. That's the reality. Spend your time productively, positively.
Break your daily habit. Like, if you spend the whole day chasing, walking around, then if you know that that's what you're doing for the whole day, break it. Go to a library. Read a book. Stay in yourself for the day. I don't know. Do something that breaks what you do on a daily basis. And you'd be surprised speaking to someone else and listening to their story. Make sure that everything, though, everything is based on a positive thing, not on a negative thing.
Me, I guess sometimes I like to read. I like to spend my time constructively. You know, sometimes I exercise. Like, sometimes when I was on the outside, like, I would have to have a can in my hand, like, just to go to the shop and get groceries. I'll just have a drink in my hand, you know, my anxiety. And I'll just be drinking throughout the day, just feel, like, nervous for three hours at a time, just nervous and stuff, you know. You know, and alcohol was, like, an escape for me. And it took a long time, and it's still taking a long time to get over it, but sort of like I'm coming out of my comfort zone, realizing that, you know, sometimes I have low self-esteem, you know, but then, like, I have that attitude, like, it's just got to be done, and I just push through it, you know. And like the dancing and stuff, you know, just that, just, you know, don't even know how to dance, but, you know, people didn't, they told me they didn't even notice the difference in dancing. It was just you know, the other brothers were doing it, you know, and like you know, I just said, I thought about it and I was like, yeah, I think I should do that, you know, for myself. You know, I knew that I was a bit nervous about it. I almost, like, didn't think I was going to go through with it, you know, all the way to, like, at least the last week, you know. And then when it came down to it, I was just jumping up and down. Yeah, it's just got to be done, you know. And then, no drugs or alcohol to go through with it either, you know. Yeah, I didn't cheat it, you know. It was just me, you know. And, like, you know, I thrive off that. And you have your own power, and, like, there's something that, you know, you can ignite a flame in yourself, you know, and from then you just, like, yeah, you just go forward, you know. I noticed afterwards in, like, certain situations, like, I just wasn't really nervous, you know. Like, I noticed, like, I built off my self-esteem, you know. Yeah, I built up a bit, you know. Coming to jail, like, I lost a lot of things coming to jail, you know, and that broke me down to the bottom. Like, you got no friends, you got no support, and things are just going against you. It's hard to tell yourself that things are going to be good, you know, but one thing I do know from life is that, you know, there's always happiness that I'm going to see, you know, in the future. Jailbreak pays respect to the Gadigal tribe, the traditional custodians of lands on which Jailbreak's produced at Sydney's 2SER. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pinnick. I'd like to thank Kate Pinnick for making this episode of Jailbreak possible. Yeah, I'd also like to thank the staff of John Moroney and the people and the other prisoners, fellow prisoners, and people like yourself, Kate, just to help us out here, you know, to get our word across.
Right to Jailbreak, care of 2SER, PO Box 123 Broadway, 2007. This is 2SER 107.3 FM, and you're with Jailbreak, Sunday nights, 9:30.
Yeah, tune in again. My message to others that is locked up is keep your head up, boys. It's only temporary.
Heal yourselves. That's my message. Love yous all, eh?
Jailbreak is one of the many projects of the Community Restorative Centre, supporting prisoners and families, New South Wales.